so I can come back. Like I never left, 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 like I never left.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another exciting week here at Entertainment Exchange. My name is David Johnson. Next to me is my co-host. Who are you?
I'm the co-host that is to be named later.
No, give your name now.
All right. I'm Wayne the Hat-Trick Wizzy Web.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. Now, if this is your first time finding Entertainment Exchange, welcome to the EX family. Now, what is Entertainment Exchange, you may be asking? That's a good question. EX is your one-stop social commentary revolving around movies, TV shows, sports, culture, social media, and more. And we give it to you guys in podcasts and on YouTube. You can find us on YouTube. Look up EX Does Entertainment. You can find us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook.
It's Twitter.
ENT underscore exchange. On Facebook, we're Entertainment Exchange.
Yeah,
now, we're moving into the movie news. So, thank the Lord. It's Monday. That's what everyone says.
Movie Monday.
Dan Aykroyd has confirmed that Ghostbusters 3 script is being written right now.
Okay.
And Bill Murray is supposed to be joining him. So we're making another Ghostbusters, but it's going to be like from the old school Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Question one, do we care?
I don't know.
By the time that movie comes out, 2019, maybe even 2020, will people still care about Ghostbusters?
I don't think so.
That's what I thought.
Like, unless are they gonna like drop it around like Halloween or something?
Yeah, probably.
Then has to be. Then yeah, I mean, people will be like, "Oh, it's Ghostbusters Halloween. Let's dress up as ghosts and go see the movie." So
what was that?
Don't worry about that.
Did you watch the first Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Did you watch it like the very first one?
Yes.
Did you watch the second one?
No.
I'm trying to remember what happened in the second one to warrant a number three. I remember the first Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's the extent of my Ghostbusters knowledge. We don't even need to sing a song right now. We're good.
Did you see the new one?
No.
That it wasn't as bad as everyone like made it out to be.
I figured it wouldn't be,
like,
but I still
was like, how could you? It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like a good movie.
Yeah.
Like I didn't spend $10, $11, $12 to see it in the theaters. I saw it on like Redbox.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is all right.
It's a Redbox movie.
Yeah. So take that as you will, but we'll see. Ghostbusters 3, it's like they're starting to like try right now. Everybody's doing like sequels, like they're just
sequels
pumping
and,
out
and
sequels
reboots
and reboots and everything. So it may work.
Just be original,
or please,
give me something.
Or it could end up being like
something new.
It could end up being
those
like,
aren't the words.
Like James Cameron, which is our next story. James Cameron says the main cast of Avatar has wrapped production on the four sequels that are coming. So they finished filming, at least for the main actors, the four.
Oh, for the, okay.
Yeah. There are four movies, which is Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wow.
So in a world where James Cameron, like, he didn't basically attack, but he kind of like threw shade at in a world where James Cameron throws shade at all the like Avengers movies, he throws shade at all the superhero movies, he threw shade, good for Mookie Betts,
Mookie.
Sorry. He threw shade at Wonder Woman when it came out because people were like, yeah, she's a strong female hero, and which is what is a good thing. And he was like, well, you know, Linda Carter, who was first Wonder Woman, was, and let's miss Hamilton, who was in Terminator. Like, she's and we're like, that's not what we're arguing here, James. Yeah. Like, nobody asked you to be that person. Be like, well, actually, like, no one asked you to be that person. He literally did that. He was like, well, the movie that I made, Terminator 2, with Linda Hamilton, she was a strong female, you know. James, that's not what we're talking about, fam. It ain't always about you.
Yeah.
That's what his problem is. So now the fact that he's going to be like, you know what? People don't want, you know, superhero movies. They want movies like Avatar. It's like, do they really?
I don't know, bro.
You think so? You think enough people want it that you made four sequels?
Four of them things.
The movie hasn't come out in 10 years because the first Avatar is 2009. So the next one, Avatar 2, will probably be 2020. Maybe 2019, probably the end, but probably 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, yeah, we got four of these. Ain't nobody asked for four, James. Ain't nobody asked for one.
I asked for four, so yeah, you're getting four.
Ain't nobody asked for one of them things. What are you doing, James? You
could have just left it after the first one and been fine.
I honestly would understand if he said, you know what, we're going to do a sequel to go back. I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, we're going to do a trilogy, I'm like, well, you kind of pushing it.
But okay.
But it's fine. But you giving us four movies?
Four extra movies. That'd be five total.
Five total movies in a franchise that only needed to have one. Yeah. Two at the most. You don't need five.
Talk about milking a dead cow.
Oh, my gosh. The cow is shriveled and died. And he's like, well, bring out Betsy. And bring I'm out like, no.
And the defibrillator.
And the defibrillator. Gosh, I don't. Are you going to go see them in IMAX?
Probably. Yes.
That's the one thing I'll give James Cameron credit with is the technology. Is every time he does something, there's an advancement in technology as far as like filmmaking. So Avatar, I saw that in IMAX and that blew my, like, I didn't think the movie was amazing, but mm-hmm. the movie, the way it looked was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
If you watch it now, it looks a little bad. It's not a little bad. It looks dated, I should say.
Yeah.
Granted, it was 11 years ago whenever the next one comes out. So I know for sure that the 3D or whatever he's doing in the next movie is going to be, like, nuts. Like, the special effects is going to be insane. So, does it warrant an IMAX? Probably. But we'll see. James Cameron just talking trash lately.
Mad trash.
Moving on. Five Nights at Freddy. You remember when that was, like, a thing?
Yes.
That was, like, a popular game?
Bro,
It was, like,
could not do it.
It wasn't that scary.
I played that game once.
You would.
No. And then I watched people play it, and I couldn't do
it. Well, see, Five Nights at Freddy replaced Slenderman as, like, the game everyone was playing and getting scared.
Well, yeah.
Slenderman
cool. was no joke.
Yeah. It was, and that's why, and then Five Nights at Freddy came next, and I was like, this is whatever. But it wasn't for me. It was a generation after me. Nah, bro.
Chica.
I don't know who that is.
The chicken.
Oh, I don't know the name.
I just knew that's the only name I know. Her and Freddy, that's it.
So there's a Five Nights at Freddy movie happening.
For no reason.
Again, original ideas? We don't know.
Unless it's like a comedy. Like a horror comedy.
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be a horror. And they're rewriting. All we know is that they're rewriting and making a new script for it. But a Five Nights at Freddy movie is coming. Which means, why?
Which means... Don't.
Which means what's going to go on. So
I don't know what's going
to
go
it'll
on.
It'll be interesting to keep an eye on that. I don't know what they're going to do, but we'll see.
I got to see a trailer.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm going to be scared out of my mind.
No, it's not going to be that scary. Next. Oh, speaking of, I forgot to say this last week. Did you see the poster for the new Chucky movie?
Heck no, I didn't see that poster.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I don't care.
Or I don't know if they're calling it Child's Play.
I doth not care.
It was like... Somebody, so-and-so needs a friend to play with. And it was just the box, and it's empty. The box that he's in, it's like a box in an attic somewhere. And the box is empty. And that's all there is. And I was like, that's a pretty cool poster. Now, they're releasing it June 21st. The same day as Toy Story 4.
Y'all stupid.
I don't know if they're playing off of that. Like, hey, there are the toys that you really like, and here's a toy that can kill you. But... You dumb to release it anywhere within 3 weeks.
You're
getting no money. of Toy Story 4.
You're getting no... You'll get a dollar.
Now, that may have been like, yeah, we called this day first. And then Disney was like, so what? But at that point, like, I understand, yeah, you may be making a statement.
Yeah.
But your statement should be making money. Not who was there first. So, sorry, Chucky. You gots to go.
Nah, Chucky getting axed, bro. They got to move that back.
And they probably won't. So, moving on. They're making a Garfield animated movie again.
Okay.
You remember they made two of them.
Yeah.
Garfield movies that were like live action, or were they?
I think one of them was.
It was like one of those weird live action CGI things where like they look, everything else looks real, but Garfield looks CGI. Yeah.
Garfield.
They made Garfield and then they made a Garfield. I think it was called A Tale of Two Kitties because it was supposed to be A Tale of Two Cities. I think there was a second one that was a title. They're making another one. And it's going to be an animated one. Don't know how much animation, like, I don't know if they're going to do, like, real life. But it's going to be directed by Mark Dundalk, who directed The Emperor's New Groove.
And that was a great movie.
And I just put this on here to say, how great was The Emperor's New Groove?
Amazing.
I missed that movie.
Yes.
I just thought about that movie today It was that one, and it was another one that'll come to me later. But I was thinking about those that animated movie, and I was like, that was a severely underrated movie.
Yes.
What was the dude's name? The guy who plays Joe in Family Guy, Patrick Warburton, played
Kirk?
Yzma's...
Kirk?
No.
What is it?
Kronk.
Kronk, yes.
Kronk, yeah.
Yes, was... Kronk. Bro, my favorite scene...
That movie was great, man.
One of my favorite scenes in that movie is whenever
Kuzco.
Kuzco.
Kuzco. You know that
I'm
was
thinking,
John
I'm
that
I'm
did
thinking
the...
of Kyle Kuzma. My bad. Go
Elton
Lakers.
John
anyway.
Did the intro song.
He did?
Kuzco. Because now that I'm older, it was the short dude with the hair.
Yes.
That's Elton John. Speaking of which, pause. I know this episode's all over the place. Taron Egerton is playing Elton John in a biopic coming. Yes. You got to see the trailer, fam. It's incredible.
So that's what he's doing.
Have you seen Sing, the animated movie?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
That was, he was the monkey. Taron Egerton can sing. He was okay. The monkey on the, because he was playing an Elton John song.
Yeah.
He's now playing Elton John in a biopic.
Oh, wow.
And he's got like the colored glass. Like, it looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. So.
Huh.
And that was Elton John. But Emperor's New Groove, what was your favorite part?
So it was Kuzco. And the dude who saves him or whatever with
shit.
The green thing on, yeah.
Pacha.
And they were like back to back over like the, this thing. That was, and he was
climbing
like,
up.
And no. They were on a log floating down a river. And
like,
is that a waterfall coming?
Yep.
Yes.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. That movie was really funny.
That was hilarious. I love that movie.
Great movie. Moving on. Avengers 4. End credit scene. So,
what?
We'll break this up into two things. So,
what?
The end of the movie and then the end credit scene. What do you think the end of the movie is
to
be? What do you think the end credit scene is going to be? Yeah. Let's talk about it a little bit. You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
I'll go first because I'm pretty sure what you're going to say is better.
Fair enough.
Go ahead. I don't know what to think. I say end of the movie.
Now, think what all of Marvel's doing around that time.
End of the movie is going to be, I don't know, the death of Thanos.
Okay.
With the death of some other important people.
Yeah. So you think that happens at the end? Like the end of the movie?
Well, I think people are going to be dying throughout.
Yeah,
but
I think
one main person is going to die kind of maybe, not like halfway through, but... towards the end.
Yeah.
Another main person, or maybe two, are going to die at the very end trying to kill Thanos.
Okay.
Then they will succeed because maybe they open the door for Thanos to die.
Okay.
And then someone will kill him.
Okay.
And then I guess the end credit scene would be like what's going to happen, like who's still left and what's going to happen with the Avengers going, or whoever's just the new team that arrives.
So you say that they're just gonna end the movie with Thanos dying or with everyone like whoever's still
alive.
Well,
like Thanos dying and then like people just kind of like regrouping and recuperating after. Because I know for sure once he died, like people are gonna go their own way. Like that has to be the end of it.
So will it be like the end of Ultron? Where Steve is in his like Avengers at the end of the movie when he's got like when it's like Falcon, Scarlet Witch, and when it's a newer group, it's gonna be like that type of thing.
Yeah.
So you think that's gonna happen in the movie or in the end credit scene?
The part where they come together.
Yeah.
That's an end credit scene.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that good?
Nah. I'm just kidding.
Leave me alone, man. I try so hard.
I think. Well, here's the thing. Spider-Man's the next movie after. So something's got to happen with him.
What if he's the one who saves everybody?
I don't think that'll happen.
It better happen because Spider-Man's the GOAT.
But I think whatever the end of the movie is has to deal with Spider-Man. Because the next movie is Spider-Man Far From Home. Meaning he's not in New York. Whatever happens has to happen where he's not in New York.
He's far from home.
Exactly.
That's the title of the movie.
Something happens with him. Would I like there to be something about X-Men and Fantastic Four? Yes. Will there be? Probably not, because it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
It'd be just a little too soon. if I were them, I think you could do it. I think I may have said it before, but you can do it where you go like, hey, you have to figure out a way how to reverse a snap. And it's definitely going to have to do with like Ant-Man and that quantum realm stuff. Because mm-hmm. there's a reason why Ant-Man and the Wasp, that quantum realm was like brought to a tent. Stuff is going to happen in there with him and Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And we're going to be in the movie. Like we're just going to like, we're going to go numb because our brain is just not going to work. And something's going to happen with the quantum realm. And because of that, I think is how they can introduce mutants and how they can specify like, hey, because of A, B, and C, the human chromosome has been changed, et cetera, et cetera. And now we have mutants. So you could theoretically like have that new group at the end and then introduce them to introduce them to like the Xavier School for the Gift, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or have them say like, hey, or cut to a group of, you know, we need to build a school. Or, you know what I'm saying? That'd be like, that's what it, you could do that without really like, hey, or what's the title at the end? The X-Men will return. Like you can do it without putting them in there.
Yeah.
Personally, I think X-Men will happen before Fantastic Four, even though I want Fantastic Four to happen before.
I think Fantastic Four would happen before X-Men.
You think so? I just think that Fantastic Four has been wrong so many times that they're going to put that away for a little bit because X-Men, they've got stuff right recently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But they've only got it right, like, how many times? Two?
No. The old X-Men's were good. Like, X-Men. Well, no, I'm talking,
you
X-Men
said recently.
Two.
Recently.
Oh, yeah. Well, but two out of the three is pretty good. Because it's X-Men First Class and then X-Men.
Yeah, but that third one was so bad. Like, it's the weight is off.
You know,
the balance is not here.
It depends
here.
On the new one. Okay. But here's the thing. That one's in, like, June now. So, like, it kind of messes every. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is why I say I think you could do X-Men, but it. I just want a freaking four in the sky. Like, that's all I want.
Like a random plane just drawing a four in the sky.
Yeah,
and then,
not even that. Like end of the movie or end credit scene. People are on a plane, flying over New York, and Spider-Man's on that plane because he's coming. Or he's leaving to go far from home. Whatever, he's leaving.
Yeah,
and he gets spider sense. Nobody else does. And he looks out the window and he sees like the shimmery, like invisible something. He can see it.
Yeah.
And nobody else can. He's like, what is that? And you can see the four on the bottom or something. You know what I'm saying? Something small.
David, small. Listen, you need to put your name out there, bro. Go
Marvel,
talk to somebody.
But like something small where you're like, and then like everyone, like, and you just hear people heart attack. Get the doctor. You just hear people doo-doo-doo-doo. They just fall out of their chairs. That's what I hope happens.
Oh,
is it something where like Spider-Man is the only one who sees it? But you know what? It could be that, and Spider-Man sees it, but he wouldn't know. So he'd be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd shake it off, so he didn't know what it was.
He didn't know what it was, but all of us are just
exactly.
Like, Spider, it's them.
Where all of us are like, turn the plane around. Like we're losing our minds.
Out the plane.
But. So I hope it's something like that, where it's something very small, where we're like, well, it can't be like Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet, because that's DC.
Yeah.
But the Fantastic Four have that, like, they have that ship that breaks apart into, like, four different things, and they all go invisible, and it's going to be Invisible Woman, you know, I'm like, do something like that. That's all I got to say.
What if?
Oh, no.
What if Spider-Man's on that plane?
Uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, he just sees, like, an arm, like, stretch around the plane.
Like Doctor, Octopus?
No, like Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, but why would
I'm just saying.
That don't make no sense.
I was just thinking, or like, what if he's on the plane, and he just sees a fire dude just like fly right by him, and he's just like, "The heck was that?"
End it movie. Could be Giant Torch. It would make more sense if like he was on the plane and the plane broke apart, and the Fantastic Four were on the plane and he didn't know.
Yeah,
and so the end of the clip is like he's trying to boom. The plane breaks apart and he's trying to web both sides, but he can't. Mm-hmm. And then he sees an arm reach out and grab one side. And that's all he sees is the arm grab. And he like,
and he just looks.
And he looks around and it's John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic Marvel. Just getting a little like Just for Men touch of gray on the sides of the head. And that concludes our casting and our end our end.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. That's happening.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this episode of Movie Monday and Pitches with David and Wayne for Marvel to hear. Because you could easily do him and Emily Blunt, because she can do action movies,
yeah,
as Sue Storm. Who can be Johnny Storm? It's got to be like that, schmooze, like good-looking kid. I can't think of any right now, but
we'll figure it out.
Thank you guys for tuning in today. Wayne, where can they find us on social media?
On social media, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at ENT underscore exchange. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in Entertainment Exchange. And you can find us on YouTube, EX Does Entertainment.
That's right. Sign off for us.
Signing off for now, it's your boy Wayne, the hat trick was a way up. And this has been Entertainment Exchange. We love y'all. Keep rocking with this dope sauce in the bottle.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.